God's Word for our consideration this morning. God's Word to nourish us. God's Word to strengthen our walk of life as His children living in this world. It's from Paul's letter to the Thessalonica church. And here Paul is writing to this Thessalonica church that has been doing all the arrangements of their lives and their houses, expecting Jesus to come back. Because Jesus said he was going to come back again. And so the Apostle Paul is encouraging this church with words of grace and truth and life in Christ. And here in the epistle lesson, Paul writes, "You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled." So far, the words of Paul for us this morning. And I want you to think about the word change. Change. It's all in our lives. The beginning of this month, we had to change the clocks back again and gain an hour of sleep. But if anybody really gained that hour of sleep, change. We look up and on the trees, there's hardly any leaves left. We're getting for winter, getting ready for winter. That's another change. Change from the warmth. Did you feel the warmth the other day? What was it, Thursday, Friday? 69 degrees. And then what was it on Saturday, yesterday? I'm easily 46. You could feel the change in your lives. Change. Change in our spiritual lives is what Paul wants us to understand. Because that's a real change that takes a lot of work. But if we remember, the Holy Spirit is there working in our lives. Because if you remember what Luther said, "I cannot believe in or come to this Lord Jesus Christ except by the power of the Holy Spirit." And that Holy Spirit is working in our lives every single day. And He's working change within our hearts and lives. Because we're living in a very, very dark world. We live with all the dark things that are going around. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that our world is being torn apart. It doesn't make any difference what kind of subject you talk about, whether it's religion, or whether it's politics, or whether it's guns, or knives, whether it's a peaceful environment, or whether it's domestic abuse, whether it's lives that are being built up and encouraged, or that our lives are being torn apart and told that you're not good enough. You know, when I was a kid, many, many years ago, one of my favorite things was ice skating. And the reason I did a lot of ice skating was because I could get out of the house, away from destruction and despair. And I did a lot of ice skating. I even played hockey. And I was told if I wanted to play hockey, I had to get myself to practice, and I had to get myself to games. And I told myself, once I became a parent, that I would not be like my parents. And I went to extra effort. When Paul ran cross country, I would be at all of his cross country meets, yelling and screaming. You're doing good. And then later on in the truck, I would ask him, say, "You know, Paul, I've been screaming do you mind? He said, no, Dad. You keep screaming and I move up five places. Change. Change is always there with us. Change in our spiritual lives. Change in our devotional life. I'm always, always talking about devotional life. And I hope you get my drift. Devotional life is a change. But devotional life needs to happen in order for spiritual growth to happen, in order for God's word live and work in our lives. The Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's a change. That's a change for men. Women, it's easy. Somehow women, God has ingrained in their system and in their life that the word of God is important. Men, we like to say we can take change, we can do change, we can do all things. But we can't. And that's why we need to sit down and open up God's word. It's a change. But believe me, it's a fruitful change. Because God works in our lives through this word. He works through the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are living in a world that says men are strong. But we don't know strength unless we know the Lord and the Lord's word. And Paul tells us that we are not to be like others. We're not to be like others in the world. We're not to be like those who are separating from Christ. Because Christ is ours, all in all. He's the reason we're here. He's the reason we praise God. He's the reason that we will be in eternal life with him because he sacrificed himself on the cross to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Change is hard, men. I look back in my devotion. As a pastor, I look back in my devotion book because I write each date that I have my devotion. And I looked in the book that I've got right now because pages are getting rather tattered and torn, and I want to change, but I can't change. I want to change to a different book, but it's still sitting on the table. I can't open it up because it's not what I like. But anyway, I got this book, and I put the dates down, and I recognized that I put the date of 1983 on this one line. I did have another book. Trust me, I had another book that had to be cast aside because it was so broken up and torn. But it reminded me that I read this passage in 1983. And then I had a couple spaces that I didn't read. And I started to feel guilty because I didn't, at that time, didn't change. Now I've got all the spaces filled in by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, God works in us for this time of change. Not to be like the leaves that fall from the trees. Not to be like the snow that soon will fall on our lawns and parking lots. But to change our spiritual lives. To be alive in Christ. To be his child. And his servant. And he gives us that power through that Holy Spirit. You see, God works in us to realize the necessity for change. He works in us to realize that we are renewed by his power and strength through that Holy Spirit. He works in us that powerful change. when I grew up and was confirmed, I was confirmed in the Episcopal Church. And I was very involved in the Episcopal Church. I was very involved in the youth group. We have this huge church, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Duluth. It sits on a corner. And right next to it was the house next door, they called it. And in the basement of the house next door, the vestry decided that they would get the youth group involved. And so, youth group, you got the basement. Well, it wasn't a remodeled, refinished basement. It was dirty, filthy, horrible. And it was basically rocks all over. But to us as youth, it was a wonderful place because that was our space. We didn't have to change. We could come there and we could be those Christian brothers and sisters in a different way. And then I wanted to become an Episcopal priest. And I went to my minister and I talked to him and he gave me all the courses to take to be an Episcopal priest, ready to go to the seminary. Well, I kind of failed on that. But God continued to work change in my life. Continued to work that change that I failed to do. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he brought me back to himself. And he said, Brother Scott, son Scott, you need to change. And I know you can't do it by yourself, so I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. The Holy Spirit's going to work change. Such change that the Apostle Paul says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. When we confess Jesus is Lord, we are doing so by the power of the Holy Spirit that works in our lives, changing us so that we will respond because he has given us new lives. He has given us lives to live in the light, to live as those who are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and those who are not afraid to express their faith. And you know, I always go back to this illustration because it's so powerful, of saying grace in a public place, in a public restaurant. That's the witness that we have. That's the witness God gives us to have. We might feel embarrassed, but yet the power of the Holy Spirit is working through us, bringing about that change. Change in our heart, change in our life, changing in what we do. Not by our power or strength, but by his power and strength. We're changed. We're living as those who are changed people of God. In Christ's holy name, amen.